to the COVID-19 Disease Emergency Act 2020. Due to these exceptional circumstances, this is our first council meeting via Zoom, so welcome everybody. Each councillor will have the opportunity to speak on each item, so I again reiterate, don't interrupt unless you can't hear. We need to hear each person, and to also be mindful that the video is recorded, as is a voice recording, and any text messages you put up will also be recorded. Okay. Oh, no apologies. Table of contents.
Madam Mayor, there's a con eight. There's a con eight. I don't know if Council wishes to amend the actual agenda to include that. And that's the Perth of Dorman and Perth Link Roads, road transfer and maintenance and landscaping. That's seeking just Council's final endorsement with regards to the amount of money that State Road has offered up with regards to the road transfer. It is a late item. Council may consider it this meeting if they wish, or hold off until the next Council meeting.
Okay, do we need to note it specifically?
It needs to be included because there's obviously we're amending the agenda.
Okay. Guthrie, acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge.
Sorry, Madam Mayor.
Can I need to move the table of contents?
Yeah, but we'll need to include the items.
I'll include that item.
Oh, beg your pardon. Councillor Goss, have we got a seconder?
Seconded, Dean, you know.
Councillor Brooks. Okay, is there anybody against? Motion's carried. Gov 3, acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge and pray.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, sorry for interrupting. I think we do need to go back. I hear what you're saying with regards to asking the question about who's against. Yeah. I think you should go through the formal process of actually asking for a for and then against when you actually call the vote.
You have to have the ayes.
Okay, I'll go through each councillor. Councillor Ganinan, for or against?
I'm for.
Councillor Adams?
For.
Councillor Davis?
Madam Mayor, could you not just ask, rather than ask each of us individually on every occasion, I hear what the councillor said about ayes. Can we just ask, as you would normally do, for the ayes or the nays, and see if then there's something you need to clarify, otherwise we're going to be here till 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
You just call for the ayes and the
nays.
All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
She can't say more.
Okay, Gov 3 now. Acknowledge and pay our respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians on this land on which we gather today, and acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Gov 4, any declarations of pecuniary interest? No? Confirmation of the minutes from the Monday, the 16th of March, 2020. Councillor Calvert, you're moving. And I have a seconder.
I'll second it, Councillor
Adams. Councillor Adams. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirmation of minutes of the committees.
Move.
We have a mover.
Councillor Adams.
Councillor Adams and Councillor Lambert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Calvert, did you have a question?
No question.
Recommendations of subcommittees. The Perth Local District Committee's murals and artworks. I have a mover and a seconder first. Councillor Polly, you're moving?
Yep.
Councillor Adams, seconding?
Yep.
Any discussion?
comment. Just a comment about the existing mural, the new one that's just gone up in the train park, which looks fabulous. It's a bit disappointing, though, that one of the key committee members from the Perth District Committee, Sue Field, was not... The first she learned about it was when it was posted on Facebook. I thought that we had agreed that we would need to keep the committees engaged in this conversation.
Councillor Lambert?
No, I have no other comments. I'm waiting for maybe the officers to make a comment.
Madam Mayor, I'd have to check on that. I believe perhaps they were advised, but they may not. I'll have to check and come back and provide some advice.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation that the matter be investigated. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next one also is about the artworks as well.
Happy to move that now.
That, there is two about this art, the artwork, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Councillor Davis, a seconder?
There's four, there's one
dealt with,
yeah,
there's
three.
That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the
Bison Cannery.
Yeah. Right, the one at the top.
Yes. The council consider taking a leadership role in coordinating the celebration.
And I, Mayor, with the agreement of the seconder, which I totally missed who it was, maybe we could do those three together as subsets of one motion. So that we consider, council consider taking a lead role and seeking grant funding and advertising in the Courier.
It's not the recommendation.
The seconder, was that Councillor Adams?
Beg your pardon?
Okay, Councillor Lambert's seconding.
I'll second.
Are you in agreement with that, Councillor Lambert?
To do all three together. Well, it's all to do with the bicentenary event and getting grant money, et cetera. Just a question. Some months ago, we wrote to State Growth asking them what they were going to be doing asking them what they were going to be doing to contribute to the bicentenaries, considering there were a number of communities who were celebrating at the same time. I don't recall ever hearing back from State Growth about what they're going to be doing. So I'm just wondering if the officers might be able to update us on that, and maybe we need to work out a plan of attack if there's nothing that's come forth. So I'll just ask the officers' comments.
Madam Mayor, I'm not aware of us receiving a response. I think we went back a couple of times. Sorry.
So we did receive a response, but they had no intention of doing anything at that time. And that was reported back to the committee. And in the council.
Sorry, I must have missed that. I don't remember seeing anything come back. Can we please have that forwarded to councillors to have a look at? Because I seriously don't recall receiving that information. Because I would have asked, if we had it, I would have been asking council to perhaps write back to them again with some other requests. So can we please receive that information?
We'll ensure that's sent out. Yep.
Thank you.
Councillor Boss.
Just a clarification. Are we working on the second item, or are we working on the three items together, the last three items together?
Three together.
Can I just speak about that, the first item on this group of three, the officer said that we made a decision on the 24th of June, and could the officer please speak on, we made a decision on them, so they wanted us to reverse that. I just wondered that what the officer thinks about that. We made a decision on 24th of June, 2019, not to provide coordination of the event, and what's the officer think about that now?
The actual recommendation
is that we actually endorse that position from Council's previous decision. Council does not have the resources to actually establish a committee. The Longford District Committee have actually set up their own committee to look at the anniversary for the bridge. I think we're of the view that perhaps that should be the same process taken by all committees, because we don't have resources to provide the support needed. We would provide secretarial support, but we would not be organising the events. We do not have the resources. And officer's recommendation there is that we ask the council reaffirm its previous decision.
Madam Mayor, the resolution is not asking council to provide resources. It's asking council to seek grant funding. Totally different thing.
Except for the first of those three.
Well, the first of those, that's why I've suggested we deal with them as a unit, because they're subsequent and dependent. Recommendations.
They need to be dealt with individually.
Madam Mayor.
Councillor Boss?
Yeah, I'd like to move. I'm just looking at the first one, which is the recommendation was that from the committee was the council consider taking a leadership role. That one there, I'd just like to deal with that first. And I'd like to move the officer's recommendation that the council endorse the 24th of June 2019 decision. I'd like to move that, please.
So do we have a seconder for that?
Well, we actually have a motion on the table, so it has to be an
amendment. We do, yes. So that's an amendment, Councillor Goss?
Yes.
Okay, a seconder?
I'll second.
Sorry, I didn't see if any hands went up.
I'll second it.
Councillor Adams?
Adams.
Okay. All right, I'll put that recommendation that we do it separate and we endorse the decision of council already made. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Me.
Aye.
Councillor Brooks, Councillor Davis, Councillor Lambert and Councillor Polly against, is that correct? Okay, motion's carried. Now the other two, we'll
hang on, what happened? Clarification please. Which motion does
that? The amendment become the motion.
That's the focus on, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so now you're voting on.
Yeah. Now, the amendment will become the motion, so now we'll vote for that as the motion. So I have a mover and a seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Goss, Councillor Adams. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Brooks, Councillor Davis and Councillor Lambert. The motion is carried.
And Polly?
No, Michael Polly put his hand up to move for it. It was for it. I thought. Can I clarify your vote, Councillor Polly?
I vote for the amendment to become the motion, right, because if that got carried, and then it should be that the motion be agreed to, which was, I don't know why you got a second and a move and a second for the next resolution, because the amendment moved, of course, was accepted. Then all you need to do was say the question is now that the amendment has become the motion. Oh. Isn't it? Yeah.
So the question all those
I want the amended motion, right?
Okay. All right, now we'll move on to the other two, because that's quite... Councillor Lambert?
I'm not quite clear what's happened here. Have we voted for council to consider taking a leadership role in the coordinating celebrations, et cetera, et cetera, or are we voting on the officer's comment?
The officer's recommendation has just been carried.
I thought we were voting on the officer's recommendation that we endorse what's already the decision of the council 24th of June 2019.
That's right.
So that's what the second vote was about. Right, because
that's how I understand it, yeah,
didn't vote for that.
Right, now the other two, do we want to put those other two together? Seeking grant funding and advertising in Country Courier.
I'll just move that we that the council does work towards seeking some grant funding as per the recommendations of the PERF committee.
Happy to see.
Are you wanting to include the advertising in the advertising as well?
Well, I think that needs to happen regardless of grant funding. There needs to be advertising to alert the community to the bicentenary. So I think all in those will just leave them in isolation.
I agree.
Because that will have to happen anyway, I believe.
So
I'm happy to put that first one forward on behalf of the PERF District Committee. That
they
seek grant funding.
Right, I'll put that recommendation on in favour.
I've got some comments. Thank you. Councillor Adams.
Sorry, Councillor Adams.
I don't understand how you would run something in the Courier. I mean, what process are we talking about? What do you put in the, that there's going to be a bicentenary, but there's not going to be, there's nothing organised?
Yes. This motion at the moment is only to prioritise grant seeking.
Okay.
So that's the recommendation I'll put now. Councillor Goss.
Just could someone please read the motion out again? Is it the officer's recommendation or is it another motion?
That council seek grant funding as per the recommendation of the committee.
Yes.
Thank you.
I put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we'll go on to the advertising.
I'm sorry, I might have voted the wrong way.
Councillor Goss?
I'd like to move the officer's recommendation.
Councillor Calvert, are you seconding?
Can I just get some clarification, please? It actually refers to 2021 bicentenaries, so it's not necessarily referring to just the PERF bicentenary. So that's the way I'm reading it. Can I get some... I wasn't at the PERF District Committee meeting to clarify that, but it does say bicentenaries. So it must be referring to other bicentenaries in that advertising.
Yeah.
In the country career for all, not just PERF.
Yes, Madam Mayor, it would be for all. So we provided the information and we would actually obviously advertise that information for all committee information.
Yes, and the previous motion was the same. The view of the PERF committee was clearly that this is not a PERF issue, it is a region-wide, council-wide issue because of the number of bicentennial celebrations and that each of the councils, you know, each of the towns involved should be working together on this and it should be something done under the umbrella of council for all of them. So both that previous motion and this motion, Councillor Lambert's right, were bicentenaries, not just for service.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation for that last one. All those in favour?
Aye.
Who moved it?
I moved it.
No seconder.
Who seconded?
Councillor Calvert seconded. Councillor Goss.
I'm voting for that motion.
Oh, yes, okay, sorry. Yes. Is there anyone against? No, motion's carried. Okay, the date of the next council meeting is the 18th of May. Information item. Can I have a mover and a seconder and then we'll go through, I'll give everyone the opportunity to discuss. Mover and a seconder that the items be received. Councillor Brooks? Councillor Goss?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, I'll go around the table if anyone wants to make comment on anything. Councillor Ginninen?
No, I'm fine.
Councillor Adams?
I'm okay.
Councillor Davis?
I'm okay.
Councillor Goss?
Fine, thank you.
Councillor Lambert?
No, nothing, thank you.
Councillor Brooks? Councillor Calvert. And Councillor Brooks, did you
want to say something? Yeah, just one thing. The district committees, are they allowed to hold their meetings via Zoom, or are they forced to postpone their meetings?
Madam Mayor, my understanding is that the council would need to give approval for that. Council also would need to ensure that all the committees actually have the same capacity, and that all, and I believe there's a number of individuals, maybe not all committees, that don't have the capacity to actually hold meetings by email, to be quite honest, to exchange emails. So we obviously...
Zoom can take up to...
Sorry, I haven't finished.
Yeah, fair thing for some of the committees that are set up for Zoom that want to continue to discuss items in their community, why they should be stopped from doing so.
Well, Madam Mayor, if I was allowed to finish, I'll bring a report back to council so council can make a formal decision on that matter.
Councillor Davis?
I don't understand why we need to have a report when council has been authorised to operate this way by the regulations. There's nothing stopping our committees from doing that. Anything they bring back to council is for us to decide on at council. And councillors must be aware that Zoom can hold up to 100 people in meeting rooms, like we're doing now. So none of our committees are not in a position to do that. You also can come into Zoom just by phone, as we have seen. So there's nobody that doesn't have a phone. There's nobody that couldn't participate within a Zoom meeting. And I think that putting it off for another month is a delaying tactic, particularly when we've just voted on in wanting our council committees, our subcommittees, to take responsibility for organising bicentennial things that are in 6 months, 7 months' time. You know, we've got some things that are of high priority that need immediate action, and our council committees want to get on with their jobs, and I don't see why we should be stopping them.
Councillor Lambert.
Can we put a motion up now to that effect?
I'm happy to move.
And I'll second it.
The motion being that we authorise council local district committees to meet by technological means, whether it's Zoom or Skype or whatever, but Zoom's obviously one that we're all used to, that we authorise the local district committees to meet by technological means during the current COVID-19 circumstances.
So we'll put that as a foreshadowed motion.
I'll second that.
I'm not speaking.
We'll put that as a foreshadowed motion. Now,
Look, I take the point about that, but also you've got to have natural access here. The council have agreed to do this. One, we can do it Zoom by phone, or we can go to the council meeting and sit down if we didn't want to do that. So the three choices, at least that I know of. Can you guarantee to me that the district committees who are all equally appointed, that all of them have access to the proper technology or some form of technology, and also have the alternative of what we have to actually go to a meeting room? And that's, you've got to have the same. You go consistently all the way through. That's the only concern I have about this issue. And that's why I think that when the general manager said he wanted to come back with reports, I think that's the way to go. Because you can't disenfranchise anyone if they're all appointed onto a district committee, and you're assuming everybody has also got the internet, and assuming everybody's got the computer, and you're assuming they have other modern technology. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about.
Councillor Davis and Councillor Scott, we're on a second motion here. This should be a foreshadowed motion. We've already got the accepting the information items on the table. We have a mover and a seconder for that, and you can put in another motion after that. Councillor Davis.
All right, it's a foreshadowed motion in response to something that's been circulated prior to this meeting that, to my regret, I missed listing in other business. I would have thought that because we'd all had that circulation, one of us might have thought of it. So my view is absolutely Councillor Polly's right. I'd be surprised if there is access issues, but it should be that if the committees are comfortable they've got that access, they should go ahead. So it should be a default, yes, they can do it unless they decide they can't, not wait another month. Councillor Boss.
I want to support Councillor Polly's words. I really think that we need some, officers need some time to investigate it, and I don't think a month is too much to ask. I mean, some of the local committees only meet every bi-monthly, they're not meeting every month, so I think a month is a good idea to get some of the information through. And I do agree with the comments that some people in our community on the district committees haven't got the technology in their homes to do this, and they would need support, and we need to provide ways to do that. And I really strongly think if we can't do it for all committees, then we need to have something available for everybody, not just for someone that can do it. Thank you.
Okay, now is there anything else on information items? Right, I'm going to put the recommendation that the information items be received. All those are for?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we'll put the motion that Councillor Davis put up. And can Ms. Beecher please read out that motion?
That Council authorise local district committees to meet via technological means during the COVID-19 circumstances.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Discussion.
Aye.
Aye. Against?
Aye.
Aye.
So against is Councillor Goss, Councillor Calvert, Councillor Polly and myself. How many is that?
Four.
It's carried. Yep. That recommendation is carried. Next one is the Avoca Primary School. Mr. Jennings.
Yes, Madam Mayor. The report is as presented. I believe the recommendation is clear. It's indicating that perhaps Council needs more information before it make an informed decision. The information provided to Council is the business plan by YMCA, which is supplied in Crows Council. We have also provided details with regards to the actual assets themselves provided by State Road. It's strongly recommended to Council that officers need to inspect the site to determine the current assets with regards to its ongoing maintenance and renewal requirements for that site. And that information will be reported to Council at a later date.
Councillor
Ganinan. I'd like to move a motion that this item is deferred to the next or the following meeting, subject to that further information coming forward.
I'll second that motion, please. Councillor Goss.
Any comments? I'll put that recommendation on.
Order.
Sorry?
Councillor Adams?
Yes?
Thanks, Mayor. I'm not opposed to gaining an asset if we can, which we can dispose of, and we've had experience of that in the past, but we need to certainly have a look at it. The General Manager's comments are sound, and therefore I support the motion.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Motion's carried. Dub 9, the project.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented. With regards to COVID-19, we've actually identified a number of projects that Council may wish to pursue sooner than later. With the actual cost of those projects have been identified within the report as well. Officers seeking Council support to actually implement this program. A number of these projects, if not all, will assist with regards to obviously ensuring that Council staff, work staff are particularly engaged, and also we'll be looking to, the project allows us to look to engage external contractors as well in all areas.
Can I have a mover and a second, and then I'm going to go around the table for comment. Councillor Adams?
I'll move.
And Councillor Calvert?
Look, I'd just like to see how these projects sit into our current budget with the different parameters we've put in around that. So we really haven't got that. I mean, I don't see, I don't know how far the officers are with kind of preliminary budget, and that would probably be enough. But I see that it's important that we get these items up and running sooner than later. However, I don't see that any of them, there's an urgency about them at the same time. So personally, I just think we're running off, I think it's great that we've got the report, but I think from a financial aspect, we're running off a little bit too quick to do this without that further information.
I've got no problem in making sure that it fits into our budget, but I think we need to have a program ready to go, and as long as our budgetary situation is okay, I certainly support it.
Councillor David.
Mayor, I have a number of comments, specifically questions and comments, specifically around the Longford Sports Centre budget, which is $800,000. We've not got any detail that I'm confident in that, and on our past experience, certainly that's a lot of money that we'd need to see a lot more information around. Specifically, and this reflects the fact that I haven't been involved in the new facility, $440,000 on a front foyer and re-roof on what I thought was a new facility concerns somewhat. So whilst I'm happy with the thrust of the paper, I have serious concerns about the Longford Sports Centre component of that budget. So I'm not comfortable with that, I'm comfortable with the others.
General Manager, did you want to comment?
Madam Mayor, this is the total project. Council's always, my understanding was it's going to be in two stages. The $400,000 obviously allows for a gutting of the current facility. The current facility does need re-roofing. We do have water leaks within that area, a number of areas where it leaks. That's why we need to re-roof. And the actual structure of the roof needs to be changed because it's flat at the moment. We need to get proper gradient there. There's a number of other improvements with regards to the office area as well during that front area. The additional costs obviously also relate to car park improvements, front and back. Some of the costs there also relate to what's within the current budget to complete the portion of the car park at this stage.
Councillor Goss?
Yeah, I've got a few questions. I'll just ask the General Manager about that. I'm maybe a little bit confused, but I'm looking at 6.1, the Longford Sports Centre. It's got car park under Longford Sports Centre, 100,000, but down the bottom, upgraded listed car park, 142,000. I'm just not pretty sure whether that 142,000 is going to go on so that it needs to go into that top section up there. Can you just explain about the car park there? Are they different car parks?
There's two stages. The first amount is actually for this first stage, which is what we've completed. I'll be right in saying that.
Yes.
And the second one is actually for the car park out the front.
So
there are two stages.
So my question is then that. So for the Longford Sports Centre, all those totals need to add up. So it's not really 800,000 on the Sports Centre, it's all those ones that haven't been included elsewhere. So it's quite a, there's no actually total there for Longford Sports Centre.
No.
And I'd like to see a bit more information on that, maybe in the future. Councillor Lennon and the motion is moved. My second asked how it fits into the financial statement. They've got to be probably important as well. Couple of questions. I went and had a look at the toilet at Aspen Street, and I spoke to a lot of residents, four residents a day from Perth, and also a business owner in the area. And I'm not really sure about allocating that money for that area. I just wondered that we've got a Main Street plan going ahead for Perth, and I just wondered whether maybe those toilets in Aspen Street may be best. When the Main Street plan's done, that could be included in that, because it may be better with a new plan that the tools are put out in the Main Street, not in that little back area around there. I didn't think it was very in the middle of the daytime. It wasn't very inviting. I know they're not open at the moment, but it wasn't very inviting, and I'm not really sure. But the business owner says that the area is used, and but maybe we should look at that in some stage in the future. Also, I checked out. Sorry. 0.6.5. Also, it's got barbecue shelters in there. It's got Seacombe Street, William Street, and the train park. The Seacombe Street one is already up. So, I mean, that doesn't need to be in the budget. So that's 53,000. Doesn't need to be there. William Street hasn't got one. The train park hasn't got one. But Seacombe Street is already up. So that needs to be probably also considered. So I think I've got any more questions. I don't think, and I'd be nice to have some tables, and we're going to get the money from to do this. Thank you.
The full budget.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you, Mayor. I agree, I want to see how it all fits into the budget as well, but just in regard to 2 points, the Talisker Street toilets, are very well utilised and they are quite old and in need of bringing up to a standard, a disability use standard as well. And I have spoken to people, business owners in the town who are always sending people that way, or people are asking for other options for toilet facilities other than the train park, so further into the town. And that's why we fought to get the signs changed so they were on the corner of Talisker Street and Main Street rather than hidden in the street so people would find them easily. They are well utilised. I think it's actually a very good use of council's money to build a modern facility that people can use and feel comfortable going into. That's the whole point of modernising them. So I am in support of that. The other point that I'd like to just ask about is the Perth barbecue shelters. The barbecue shelters down at the river, is that starting to finally contain a barbecue? Because I find it strange that we're putting up barbecue shelters and not having barbecues attached to them that people can use. And that is one thing that in my whole time as being a councillor, when you talk to people who use that Perth River area quite a lot, that's what they want, and they want barbecues. So can I just get some comment from the officers? Are we getting barbecues as well, please?
Yes, yes, Madam Mayor, that we did also allow for barbecue at that site with the shelter.
Councillor Brooks.
So everything's all fine up this way.
Councillor Calvert.
Talking on one hand having a reduction in revenue to the council of, somewhere around 1.1 million. And here we are talking about, well, I just added up the Longford Sports Centre, and it comes to 1.36 million to add all those figures together. I can understand, we need some stimulus to get things moving a bit. We've got to be really careful about, how much money we commit to here. We're going to set ourselves up for a huge millstone. So, I mean, to talk about spending $500,000 on footpaths when we normally spend $350,000, I can't accept that. We're going to have to seriously look at some of this. It's just, I believe it's over top. Are we clear that we need, that upper mezzanine floor? Is that going to be utilised? We're talking 260,000, I think, for that. Is it going to be utilised?
We could only probably determine that through the lease process. Obviously, the greater facilities available there obviously improves the ability to actually promote that site. That would obviously provide a large training area up top. But again, that could be a stage three if council wishes to go down that path. When I recommended put forward the issue with regards to the footpath, That was a means of actually trying to get some stimulus out there in the market. All these items are included in the Capital Works Program for next year. These are starting from now next year. That's the additional document that is included in the agenda. I think, as explained previously as well, that would see all reserves expended. I understand the council's concern about doing that, but it was about getting extra money out there into the community. If council doesn't wish to receive...
I respect where you're coming from with that, but I guess my other question on all of this is, you know, are these things fully costed? I mean, I think we'd be very I'd be very loath to vote for something that's not fully costed. I mean, you know, the example we have is Longford versus Campbelltown.
Yeah. Yes,
one was costed, one was both costed. One was a fixed contract, and one wasn't. And we know what the result of that was.
Well, Madam Mayor, yes, they are fully costed, and we've gone through that process to ensure that the numbers in front of you are correct. It's correct with regards to as best they can with an estimate. They are a means of ensuring that we engage our own staff and also engage as many contractors within our local municipality as well. But again, you know, council wishes to see further information that can be provided. But as I've also indicated, it is also in the overall Capital Works Program. They've all been listed, and it does clearly identify that would see all reserves expended at this time.
I just think we've got to make the point, though, with the bigger ticket items, like, you know, the buildings like the Longford Sports Centre, that we have to be very careful not to go down that path of doing it just on estimates. We need to have a fixed contract because, I couldn't support it unless we had a fixed contract on those sort of big tickets.
Yeah, well, Council, obviously we can go out to tender. We were utilising our current staff. We did do the numbers comparing with regards to the sports, obviously, Longford Football Oval facility, the Brisbane facility there. We did do the estimates to make sure that, reviewed the costs there to make sure we're getting value for dollar, because I understand Council's concern what occurred there. But again, if Council is concerned about what the actual dollar might be, Council obviously called for tenders to be made with regard to that facility.
Okay.
Councillor Polly.
Now, Michael, you're
right. Look, I agree with Councillor Calvert that we've got to be careful here. We're in unknown territory. We have a situation where the present federal government and state government, all the friends, have done a good job thus far, but they've all talked about 6 months hence. They don't know what's going to happen in 6 months. If we start using the whole of our reserves, what's going to carry us over for the next 6 months, which all beyond that, because we really don't know. And so I'm a little bit reluctant for us to go charging in, feeling obligated to create all this stimulus, you know, until we know what the government's prepared to put down, what the Commonwealth's prepared to put down, and that we may well be needing to stretch our money out to keep our own workforce employed, let alone going out to the private sector on other basic work. Because we don't know what's going to be on the next 3 or 4 months. We really don't know. And I actually worry what's going to happen in the end of another 2 or 3 months when the federal government take away that money, the additional money that they're given to keep people in their jobs. So I would want to be satisfied, you know, that we're not rushing in too much, too deeply, using all our reserves, because we've got a long 18 months to go, as I see it from here. That's my view. In relation to Perth, I think it's essential that the toilet in the inner town, in the heart of the town, be upgraded. That toilet that's there at the moment is the old toilet from the old town hall that was there. It's been there for years. It was left over. And I think if we want to re-stimulate the centre of Perth, as now it's been bypassed, and create a more activity there, first thing is a good basic toilet block. But as far as I'd be on the conservative side when it comes to using all our reserves.
You realise, Councillor Folly, that the state government is expecting us to spend all our reserves and go into debt?
Yeah, well, the state government may say that, but we have a responsibility to look after our own ratepayers. I mean, they can't force us to do that. you know, that's going to be our decision. You know, they might have an expectation that we do that, but they can't enforce us. We've got an obligation to ensure that we look after the financial interests of our own money.
Councillor Davis, and then I'll put the recommendation. Oh, sorry, Councillor Calvert as well. Councillor Davis? You're on mute, honey.
I agree with the comments the other councillors have made, and I'm very supportive of us investing where it's appropriate. In that list, the one that I've considered isn't appropriate, certainly without a lot more detail, as I said, it's Longford. Recognising that you have a motion on the table, I would like to suggest, certainly foreshadow, that we ask the council staff to come back to us with detailed costings and plans, and a business plan about how we can fund these projects, whatever they are that we decide to do, that looks at all of the opportunities that are available
right now,
and make sure that we, you know, we don't jump too quickly, too far.
I'll second that.
Does the mover and seconder want that added to the recommendation, that the report be noted and costings?
Point of order. Yeah. The mover and seconder will just move to discuss, not anything else.
We're moving the recommendation.
That's fine.
That the report be noted.
Who moved it then?
I
did. You?
Councillor Adams and Councillor Calvert moved the
recommendation. He thinks he moved to be recommended.
Yeah. Madam Mayor, what was the first motion that's on the table?
That the report be noted.
No,
the recommendation.
The recommendation.
That's it.
No.
The recommendation
on page 35. Sorry.
That's right.
With a further report with regards to the
actual. I asked for further report with regards to the budget.
That's right. Yeah. Dealing with the budget. Yeah. Which I think is the main concern.
Yeah, so we can add that to the recommendation.
If Councillor Davis.
The mover and seconder are happy to.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, we've got one motion on the table already. So we need to hear from the two individuals that actually moved and seconded that, and perhaps hear the motion, and then if the council then wish to put forward an amendment, they can at that stage.
Sorry. Okay, Councillor Adams.
Yeah, quite happy to, and I think Councillor Menina moved or indicated that we need to make sure that this is budgetary sound. And I think the general manager indicated that, so I don't mind going down there. I think that's what Councillor Davis and Councillor Lambert were talking about, Councillor Polly, so I'm quite happy to have that incorporated into the recommendation in some way. If that will satisfy the other councillors, thank you.
So it's subject to a further report.
So can we have that added as another dot point?
It's subject to a further report with regards to its incorporation in the actual budget.
Yeah, how it works.
Yeah.
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 Okay, now I'm going to put that recommendation.
I have foreshadowed something else that I think I would like on the table before that motion is voted on. And that is that when the proposals come back to us to consider with detailed budgets and costings, that they include business plans looking at possible sources of funding.
Right, that's a foreshadowed motion. I'll put this recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
I've got a discussion.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Calvert's against, and Councillor Polly's against.
Oh, sorry, I mean.
Mayor, I'm sorry, can you read them? There's been a lot of discussion. Can you, somebody, please read out the recommendation with the added bits, please? So we're all very clear, I know what page it's on, but with the extra recommendation, there were some extra bits put in.
The motion was moved by Councillor Adams and seconded by Councillor Calvert. So it's the recommendation plus subject D, subject to a further report relating to the incorporation into the budget.
Point of order, please. I seconded the motion that I thought was to discuss the item. I didn't second the motion as a recommendation, so apologies for that, but I was confused. I withdraw my seconding to this recommendation. I only seconded on the basis that we were discussing it.
I've got some discussion.
So where does that leave us, General Manager?
You call for a seconder to the motion. If there's no seconder, it lapses.
Okay, a seconder to the motion with that extra bit added. Are you seconding, Councillor Boss?
I've got some discussion, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to have discussion.
No.
I think you've already moved it, but I'm not sure. Am I allowed to discuss?
We need a seconder first.
This is Councillor Davis's.
This
is the original recommendation on page 35 plus the added bit that Ms. Eacher read out.
Madam Mayor,
I need a seconder if we wish to continue.
Madam Mayor, my understanding from that first motion was that it would only proceed if the report, subject to the further report the council seeks, is adequate for council to say yes to actually proceed. That was my understanding of what the first motion was saying.
Council officers to come back with detailed costings on each of those projects and explanation, three things, detailed costings, an explanation of how it fits into the budget and an investigation of what other sources of funding might be available to help support these works.
Is there a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor Polly? Any discussion? Councillor Davis? You put the motion.
Happy Mayor?
I'm happy.
Councillor Goss.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple of points that I am concerned about spending all our cash reserves, like Councillor Polly was. And if the motion had gone through, that's where the money would have been in the budget, but it come from our cash reserves. And I'm concerned about that. To say about that, we are helping stimulate the community. If you look on page 35, it says that these projects are in train. Cressy Recreation Ground, Emmendale Morgan Park, Perth New Child Hall Centre, Longford Memorial Hall Development, Cressy Swimming Pool Development. We are stimulating the community for these projects. We don't need that. I don't think we need to stimulate. We've got a lot of stuff there, and if the Premier would like to ask the question, that's what we're doing, not counting all the rest of the stuff we're doing as well. And I think Councillor Polly's comments were very, very fair and supportive of the people in our community. We're not sure if our ratepayers want to take on a debt or lose all their cash reserves to do more development at this stage. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I understand what Councillor Cross is indicating, but I'm also aware, as you've suggested, the state government's been very clear with regards to its expectation for us to do more than what we're currently doing, and obviously that's a decision Council can make after we receive further information. I'm also concerned, and I think you also raised it, where they actually were suggesting that we should remit all commercial rates. That was also a very strong suggestion that was coming out from the state government. They are pushing that we need to be doing more than what we are at the moment. I wouldn't suggest we actually send ourselves to the point where we don't have any reserves, but at this stage, the projects that were being put forward will still leave a significant amount of funds available to spend in the future. But that motion was failed.
Are looking to legislate that councils are made to remit all commercial rates. Councillor Polly.
If the government of the day, whoever they happen to be, wish us to go into debt, substantial debt, may want us to remit rates in relation to commercial properties other than on the basis of need, and that's rather than on the basis of greed, let them legislate. Let them make us do it. At least then we can go to our ratepayers and say, well, we were forced into doing this. You know, these are very serious times we're in. I understand that. But it's very easy for a Premier and the government of any district to say, go and do such and such. I tell you what, if we go bankrupt or something happens, who's going to get the blame for it? So I think we've got to be very prudent. I think we've got to stimulate as much as we can. But I certainly would never support a situation where you're giving remittance on commercial rates other than where it's deserved to be given on a need.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried. C&D 1, monthly report.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the report be noted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Polly? Any discussion? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, C&D 2, the draft land use planning and approvals amendment. Mr. Jennings?
As the report has presented, Madam Mayor, unless there's any particular questions.
C&D 3,
yes. C&D 2.
C&D 2. Page 43.
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to move the recommendation.
So I have a seconder, Councillor Calvert. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Gott?
No, I'll support the officer's comments and the recommendation.
No discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. CD 3, South Longford expansion.
Councillor Gottwald, would this be discussed, please?
A seconder? Councillor Calvert? All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Gott.
Probably be good to hear from the officer first, and I'll make the comments.
Well, Madam Mayor, I think it's clear within the report that Council actually authorised for this to actually proceed. As officers, we just thought it was perhaps appropriate to bring back so you're fully informed with regard to the brief, with the expansion of Launceston heading in a southerly direction. So what we've done there is actually brought back the brief and actually asked Council to obviously authorise the inviting of tenders, which will be reported back to Council.
Just speaking to the recommendation, I support it. I think it's a good idea to what we're doing there and going that way. The only thing about it I thought that it might be, it talks just about South Longford. There's lots of ground which is on the eastern side of Longford as well, and I did wonder whether that should be included. So instead of just calling it the South Longford, what it should be called, the Longford Expansion Project. I don't know, but there's ground near the racecourse, which is hasn't been developed as well, and maybe that should also be considered. I'm not sure if that would be the case, but I am happy to support the recommendation, but I just do wonder whether the brief should be expanded a little bit to other areas, which is also in that area.
I think that's fine to just sort of expand the brief to at least consider those areas as well. So, yep.
Councillor Adams.
I think this is a good idea to have a detailed look at the area. It's got the race course, so we want to protect that. That has a heritage listing as well. So I think getting some detail on that old southern area, which will certainly expand, in my opinion, into the future, and now with the police station going in there, that will help develop that region. So I support the recommendation.
Councillor Davis.
I'm a little bit concerned, particularly in light of our discussion on the previous item, that there's no even ballpark estimate of what budget might be. If we go out to tender and we call and get expressions of interest and tenders, there's an expectation that we do the job. We don't actually know what sort of magnitude of cost we're looking at here in light of our budget consideration, and whether or not a commitment of that size in the priority of the things that we want to do is actually where we want to go. I agree that it's a good thing to do, but I'm being asked to sign a blank cheque, and I'm not comfortable with that.
Madam Mayor, on page 48, you know, Council there did indicate, we did suggest to Councillors that officers prepare a brief and seek quotes for the preparation of strategic planning documents supporting the expansion of Longford to the south. Council had already provided approval to proceed. What we're doing here is coming back with the actual tenders, and we indicated we would bring that back to Council to consider as well. So I don't believe it's open-ended. It's there for Council to consider with regards to if it's prepared to authorise it or not at that time when they receive a further report.
Mayor, just a bit of a comment. I saw that. In my language, a quote is not a tender. A quote isn't a tender document. What I understood when we voted on that motion, that we were getting some idea of what the cost would be for a brief that, I mean, we've got an outline of it here, but not going out to tender when we've, as council, been given no idea of what we're letting ourselves in for.
Councillor Calvert.
Well, surely, Councillor Davies, that we're privy to what the tender is before we agree to this. I mean, this is, we're talking about the next 20 years, and you don't do those things without committing to a plan. And I actually support the General Manager on this. I think this is something we need to do, but as far as the cost of it goes, surely we'll be privy to that before a final decision is made whether we accept the tender or not.
Councillor Goss.
I just wanted to formally move the recommendation. It's on page 49.
Do
you
have a seconder?
I seconded it.
Councillor Calvert.
Yep.
Any further discussion? I'll put that. Oh, okay. Councillor Davis and then Councillor Lambert.
I'll come back to my comment. I fully support this. Absolutely agree with Councillor Calvert. My comments are related to timing and the understanding that as yet we don't have as councillors of what the budget might be. I'll now put my hat on as a consultant and a person who responds to tenders on a regular basis. I would be loath to put in the effort and the time required to prepare a tender as opposed to an indicative figure for a project that council may or may not be looking at carrying out. So to me, by agreeing to go out to tender, we're agreeing to, we'll get to see the detail of, well, I don't even know what the delegations are, so we may not, but it's not, I'm not comfortable with it at all.
Councillor Lambert.
I'm a bit confused now. Surely we get to make that decision when the tender comes in, but I hadn't thought of it from a tender point of view as to how much time and effort they will need to go to for something that may or may not be endorsed at the end of the day. I'm not quite sure where we go now with this.
General Manager, do you wish to clarify?
Well, Madam Mayor, I took it the Council saw this as a priority after going through the process with regards to looking at the appropriate transition with regards to this land use strategy. Council clearly identified. I do understand the word quote. We can easily change the words in their quote, but I think Council still needs to be I think the information Council receives, they still needs to be very clear about what the amount will be that they're expected to pay for the project. And it does also indicate in there that there'd be a report back to Council. We will pull the quotes or tenders and report back to council to make the final determination.
That's how I understand
it. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Aye. Councillor Davis against? The motion is carried.
Stop for a break at 6 o'clock at 10 past 6.
6 o'clock, beg your pardon, yes. Go 10 minutes for a coffee break.
Yeah.